You are listening to the Texas Standard.
The Texas Attorney General has paid anti-abortion advocates $500,000 to serve as expert witnesses to the state's abortion laws in federal court. But the state has gotten what for that taxpayer buck? Joining us now, someone who's done the numbers on this. She is the Houston Chronicle's Alejandra Matos, and she joins us now. Alejandra, thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining us on the Texas Standard.
Of course.
This story stems from abortion laws being challenged in court. Which laws are we talking about specifically here?
So we're talking about House Bill 2, which limited abortion at 20 weeks and the use of an abortion drug, as well as requiring doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals and required abortion clinics to meet the standards of hospitals, basically. And then there's the fetal burial law that required clinics to bury remains from an abortion or a miscarriage. And then there's the what we call the dilation and evacuation law that required a fetus to be injected with a drug before there was a second trimester abortion, so that fetus was dead before the abortion occurred.
I see. So the Texas Attorney General, in fighting these cases brought against the state, has been what, employing expert witnesses? Is that essentially what they've been doing?
Right, and that's common. I mean, both sides employ expert witnesses in cases like this. So he has gone to various witnesses, but what we find is that these witnesses show up in cases over and over again. They often aren't medical doctors. They're ethicists or lawyers, and they're people who have very strong personal views and have voiced them in the public, you know, through writings or through testimony at the legislature. I mean, they're not neutral. I mean, they come out very strongly on the pro-life side.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you could probably make a case that in a lot of situations where you bring out an expert witness, it doesn't appear that that witness is neutral, right? I mean, that sort of is part of the process, is it not?
Right. And that's an argument that Ken Paxton's office made, is that, you know, well, the doctors and the abortion providers aren't neutral either. The issue is that there's a standard for who becomes an expert in court and the type of testimony that they can provide. And, you know, as an expert that we spoke to who actually defended that law at the Supreme Court said, you know, you can't provide opinion. And oftentimes that's what is being provided for on behalf of the state of Texas is simply opinion, not scientific testimony or very rigorous expertise.
Well, presumably federal judges are letting some of these folks take the stand. What are the judges saying about the state's chosen experts?
So on seven of the experts, we know for sure that they completely disregarded or gave extremely little weight to their testimony because they said it from the stand. There was one expert, a philosopher, who was talking about the benefits of burying fetal remains. And Judge Sparks basically stopped him in the middle and said, look, this is a philosopher, like this isn't going to fly in my court, basically. So, you know, it's clear from some of their comments from the stand that they aren't giving it much weight. And then when you read the opinion, you know, of the others, they tend not to take much of what they're saying into account. So the state ends up losing the case.
Did you reach out to the AG's office for comment?
I did. And they did respond. They said that, you know, they hire highly qualified people with Ivy League degrees to be their experts, and that they, you know, are highly qualified is what they said. And so, and like I said, they mentioned that the other side, the providers, also, you know, are, as they call them, abortionists. And so they are biased. So that was basically what their comment was.
We'll have a link to the story by Alejandra Matos. She is an Austin Bureau reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Really interesting stuff. Alejandra, thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.